WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and we have a brand new host. I'm very excited. Dean and I actually, I guess we've met, it's been, you know, a few years now, off and on, and Dean Noblett is, he has a very interesting story, how him and his wife met, and, you know, it's a lovely story. Their website is heartlight.ca, so heartlight.ca, so all about the heart, which is everything that I am about. So I'm very excited to have you on, Dean. Welcome.
Thank you, Lori. Very happy to be with you and share what we do together. I think it's very exciting times we're in at the moment.
Well, you know, that's one of the things we're definitely going to talk about, because it's been kind of crazy times lately.
Well, you could say that, but then the way I look at it, that's part of the process of the old ways falling away and the new ways being born. So it kind of can be very chaotic.
Yes, but good news, of course.
Yes, always good news.
Always. So let's start with you, your story, how you got involved, so that people kind of get an idea of who you are and why you're here.
Well, it's a story that goes way back. I mean, we all have our life stories to tell, and I think there's a lot of power in all of our stories. And as we go through our journeys, we learn so much, and when we come out the other side, so to speak, we have so much to share with other people. And so we're all on a journey, and to use Joseph Campbell's term, you know, the hero's journey. Mm. And so my journey began, My life is divided into two parts, let's say. When I was born in Australia and lived in Adelaide in South Australia and was brought up there, and early on in my life, I was kind of a loner as a kid, one of five, and I was in the middle. And life never really made much sense to me. Even at a young age, I was questioning what we're doing here and what it was all about. And I never really had any drive or goals to reach. I didn't feel I had a purpose at that time. So I grew up kind of fairly shy and quiet and reserved, and yet my self-esteem was not great. But I managed to get by, and as I got older, I was quite good at sport. So sport seemed to be my savior. But as I grew into my teens and early 20s, I was influenced very easily, and then the alcohol came along and party time. And to me, that was my escape, because I really didn't know what I was doing and what was going on. So it was a trying time for me, even though at the time, you know, when you're going through these things, you don't really know what's happening. You're just doing the best you can to get by. And I was, you know, I had a few issues with parents or my father, and, you know, anger and those things that creep in because, you know, the frustration and builds up inside. And so I struggled through, and school was not a good experience for me, and never really knew what I wanted to do. And ended up in the family business, and because there was I didn't know what else to do. And, you know, while it was good and I had everything that I thought I needed, money and the cars and, you know, everything else, lots of friends, but there was still something missing. And I guess when I retired from my football career and a bit later in my life, I I woke up with another hangover and thought, my goodness, how long can I keep doing this? You know, I can't keep doing this because I'd had a couple of close calls I won't say near-death experiences, but, you know, some things that happened that could have been serious. So I really woke up this one morning and I was really in it. Something came over me. Dean, you can't keep doing this. You can't. You'll kill yourself if you've got to make a change. There's got to be something more to life. There just has to be. And that statement I made was so heartfelt in the moment, like I was really sincere because I didn't know what else to do. I was in a relationship that was long term but wasn't great, and things were shifting, and the family, you know, dynamics which we all have, were, you know, I was just trying to do what I could to avoid all that. So it was just surviving. So, but as soon as I made that statement that there's got to be something more, I need to make a change, it was quite incredible how almost within, you know, a couple of days, I started to connect with new people. You know, I started not wanting to go to the pub with the boys. I just thought, I don't want to do that anymore. And so other people started to come into my experience. All of a sudden, I'd connect with people who would talk about meditation or talk about workshops. And even my girlfriend at the time said, well, you know, there's some workshops you could do. So all these windows opened for me to explore, I guess. And, of course, when I decide I'm going to do something, I kind of go full on to do it. I don't mess around. So things started to open up, and I began to explore and investigate and do classes and courses and those kinds of things which supported me for facilitating that change and understanding more about who I was. And of course, the further I investigated, the more I realized I had a lot of issues inside of me which were holding me back. And so then I made some decisions to do what I could to fast track. I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, how can I work through it as quickly as possible? In other words, I didn't want to want it to be a long, drawn-out process. So I embarked on some intensives, and, you know, things were happening in our business, and I moved from my hometown to Sydney because we were going through some major transitions in our company, which was a major company in Australia at the time. And ultimately what happened is when I'd moved to Sydney, my relationship had kind of gone downhill, so that had finished. I'd moved away from my family and friends, and within 12 months of me being in Sydney, the rug was pulled out from underneath me, and my whole life was turned upside down with the business closing and basically losing my financial stability and backing and everything that went with it. So it was a very radical change that turned my life upside down. But yet I now know that was the greatest gift. It was the greatest gift, even though at the time it was the hardest thing. There was so much going on in the family, and the issues that came to the forefront, and yet the opportunity for healing that came forward was incredible. So it there I was in Sydney, really, away from my family, no relationship, and basically my whole identity gone. And I was 40 years old at the time. And I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? No higher education, no job. You know, I'd only known one way to live, and next minute it was gone. And that was pretty scary for me.
Yeah, it's scary for everybody.
yeah, it was huge. So I just continued the path. My family thought I was going to go home to Adelaide, but something inside me said, no, stay. It wasn't the normal me that said that, because normally I would have just run back home to the comfort and security of my family and friends, but this voice inside said, no, stay, you're to stay here. So I listened, and you know, I got the chance from that point to really work on myself, and for 3 years I didn't get a job. Nothing was coming together for me. So I was really diligently working on myself and doing workshops and these intensives and trying to understand who I was and how we are co-creators and understanding what that meant. And so I created a whole new blueprint for myself. You know, they said, well, if you could do whatever you wanted to do, what would it be? So I created that in a blueprint on paper. And then I was meditating and visualizing and doing a lot of work each day and still trying to get jobs and things in Sydney. And then ultimately things happened that I met Rebecca when I went on a trip to Mount Shasta in Northern California, where I met her, who's now my wife, and ended up moving to Canada just effortlessly and seamlessly to pick up where the life that I'd created in my blueprint in Sydney, it then unfolded and manifested for me in Canada. But I, of course, had in store for me, but nevertheless, it's been the most magical, amazing ride of my life. And everything that I'd put in that blueprint and my vision book and what I worked with back then has basically been my reality since I've been here. And now I'm working on, okay, what's next? And here I am on the radio with you.
But what a perfect what's next.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's a lot more to that story with how Rebecca and I met and how things unfolded, but that would take the whole show.
Perfect. So what is the work that you're doing mostly at this point?
Well, from my own experience, and again, I really relate to Joseph Campbell and the hero's journey, and that is, you know, I feel that was my rite of passage, and I always maintain and tell people that, you know, who want to do this kind of work or who want to move into a certain field, that, you know, to really learn what I teach now, you can learn so much from workshops and you can learn so much from reading books and you can learn so much from speaking to other people. But the real lessons and the real understanding and integration happens when you go through it yourself. So having my identity and having everything collapse from underneath me and then to rebuild myself and my life in a foreign country is my rite of passage. So I really now work with people to help them make transition in their life. And if they're going through, you know, struggling phases or a loss of a job or a relationship and a feeling lost and wanting to move into another direction, well, I really help them in that area to look at what their limiting blocks are, what's playing out in their unconscious mind that is manifesting their life as struggle, and yet seeing that as the golden opportunities to make the change so that they can then transition into a better life for themselves and whatever that is and whatever they choose to do. So I really specialize in that area in a couple of different ways, I guess.
Well, it's clearly it's very important work, and I think a lot of people need that kind of rite of passage. I think that's one of the things that, you know, as we've moved away kind of from the tribal, more deeper connection with the earth, we kind of lost those rites of passages as an important piece of our growth and experience, yet we manifest them in all sorts of different ways now. So it's just we don't have the actual piece where we, you know, we see it as a rite of passage. We don't have where we're consciously choosing the rite of passage. We sort of seem to have things just sort of happen to us.
That's right. Yeah, we get caught up in the victim mode, actually, and why does this happen to me, and how come it happens to me, and why do, you know, bad things happen to good people, and that kind of thinking. And yet when we learn to turn it around and see that life is talking to us all the time, and if you can understand or decode the messaging of your life and what it's telling you about yourself and seeing it as the gift, it opens up so many opportunities that it's really magical in ways.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to our first break. We are going to open up the phone lines. If you've had some experiences in your life and you want to have some assistance and some guidance, Dean will definitely assist you in maybe looking at some of the transitions as opportunities. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Dean Noblet. You can find out more about Dean and Rebecca if you go to their website, heartlight.ca. You're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Can I benefit from cheap tires? It all depends upon your driving habits and the vehicle. This is ASC-certified AutoTech Pam Oakes telling you that there are good, better, and best when it comes to tires. All manufacturers have a low, medium, and high-grade type of tire for cars and trucks. So, when is getting cheaper to your benefit? Are you driving on mountainous terrain? Do you tow a trailer? You would not be a candidate for inexpensive tires. But are there some exceptions? For an example, do you store your vehicle for months at a time? Are you driving your car or truck less than 25 miles a week? You may want to consider saving some dough and going the cheaper route. The real person to make this decision for you is your ASC-certified technician to determine what's right for your vehicle. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
Promise you the world again, everything within my hands, all the riches one could dream, they will come from me. I hope that you could understand, this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry. Will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind. 'Cause I can't figure out just what's inside. You could understand, this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now, it will turn around. 'Cause I need more time. Just a few more months and we'll be
to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Dean Noblet. He is going to be with us on the second Wednesday of each month for a while, hopefully. And You can find out more about Dean and his wife, Rebecca, if you go to heartlight.ca. That's heartlight.ca. So we gave an introduction. Now let's talk about mastering the matrix, because I think that's kind of the part of the work that you're all about.
Yeah, well, mastering the matrix is under the premise that, you know, we all have our own personal energy field. Like there's a matrix of energy that surrounds us, and we are at the center of our own personal matrix. And then there's a matrix for the planet, and there's a matrix for humanity, and then it, you know, you can break it down, and there's a matrix for the universe and galaxies, and it doesn't end. But we have our own personal energy field or matrix, and we are at the center of it. And from there, wherever we go on the planet, wherever we go in our daily life, we're in our bubble, and we're at the center of that, and it goes wherever we go, of course. And so what happens is, within that matrix, we are attracting or repelling the people, situations, circumstances that are happening to us on a daily basis in alignment with our you know, our attitudes and our belief systems, our perceptions, and what have you. So our matrix is talking to us all the time. Life is talking to us all the time because it is us. You know, it's not, there's nothing outside of us. So everything that's happening in our own personal matrix is coming from us. And each person is totally unique. There's not one that is the same in the whole planet or the galaxy. There's no duplication there. We are all unique. And so the part about mastering your matrix is understanding that you have the power, that we have the power to make change, and whatever is happening in your field of experience that is causing struggle or that you don't like or what have you is telling you something about yourself because you have created it.
Hmm. Would you like to take our first caller?
Sure.
Okay, let's bring Jennifer on. This will kind of give you a bit of idea of how he does the work and how this matrix has been creating Jennifer's relationship and career. We'll maybe just kind of narrow it down to one or the other, Jennifer, if we can. What would you like to know
about?
Okay,
sure. They're kind of intertwined.
Oh, okay.
Well, hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I've been on a spiritual path for quite some time myself, too, and actually have been able to get pretty good at manifesting great things in my life. But where I seem to be having trouble, it's kind of like a roller coaster ride where everything's great and then everything just crashes and burns. And I guess it's with my finances and with my husband. We're both on 100% commission, and I just started a new job. And we have really highs in our relationship, and then we get lows. But it does seem like it's usually revolved around stress of not having enough money. And I just started a new job. I got my life coaching certification. I was trying the same thing. Fine. I knew I wanted to help people, but I also have a passion for sales because that's my background. And I started this new job with this company, which I think is going to be great. But it's a new company. I'm on straight commission, and I feel like I'm getting momentum, and then I feel like I'm taking two steps back. So I'm really just trying to figure out if this is really what I should be doing and how to get back on track to manifesting things the way that I want them to happen.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jennifer. I guess the big question is you got certified in life coaching, and yet you've taken another job in sales because you like them both. I mean, is there one that you prefer over the other?
Well, yeah, when I started actually getting into the life coaching, I realized that I really missed the almost the rush I get off of sales. I don't know how else to put it, but so I was really specific and created a list to find a job where I can use my life coaching and my sales to be able to help make this world a better place. And I really feel I found that with my job right now. It's a green publishing company, and we work with nonprofits to really help them get their message out. So it's something that I'm really enjoying. I just, because it's a brand new company and I'm on straight commission, and you know, it's just finances are a little tight right now, and I just want to make sure that I make this happen, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give up on it too soon, but I also want to make sure that I made decision, because I have jumped into things before and they really didn't pan out.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay. So let's look at that. Firstly, move away from being the right decision or the wrong decision. You've made that decision, so it's the perfect decision whichever way it goes. Because if it works well for you, then it's all wonderful. If it doesn't work well for you, then you've got that experience to call upon and some level of understanding that will come from that that will see you good for the future. So either way, it's a win-win. So you've said a couple of times you're concerned about commission, full commission payment, and you're worried about the money. So you've got to look at your relationship with money and your self-talk. Our self-talk is so critical in all this, because our self-talk or the inner critic mostly is the one that creates the doubt that tells us, are you good enough? Can you do this? Can you make enough money doing this on commission? Am I doing the right thing? So you're creating that doubt right from the get-go. And yet, if you can focus on doing that, you're loving what you're doing, and that's your focus, that you want to help people, you want to help people make a change, you've integrated sales, so you've got both your passions integrated in one. So if you can just put your whole heart and soul into that, and it's the energy that is that you create within yourself as you are doing it. If you're doing it and there's stress attached to it because you're worried about money or you're worried about the kind of job you're doing, then that will sabotage certain efforts. But if you're going into it really in a joyful place and you're really knowing that you're on purpose and that you're making a difference and you just love what you're doing, then the money will take care of itself. It's only when you start to think about the lack or stress about whether the money comes or not that you actually get in the way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's what it is. It's monitoring our self-talk constantly, because we're manifesting from our self-talk, and it's our self-talk that really we bring ourselves down so much. You know, I would hate to say some of the things I've said to myself, to my best friends. I wouldn't have any friends.
Right.
So watching that is critical. And the other thing which I'll just quickly share is what I found out when things were going well for me and then all of a sudden they would sabotage, and I looked at this and I thought, wonder what's that? And then it came to me one day, it says, who am I to be happy? And I uncovered that and I thought, wow, who am I to be happy? Who am I to be successful? So that was playing underneath in my unconscious. I didn't know until it came to the surface. And when I was able to change that, things changed in my reality. So you've got to really monitor yourself and really look at what you're saying to yourself and where your beliefs are at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does a lot. Thank you.
Perfect. You're welcome.
All right. So...
yeah, that is a big one,
it's
Laurie.
A huge one. It's money and the collective unconscious around finances and money. It holds a great deal of fear, because it's everything. It's whether we have our personal needs met. It's our basic needs. So it's a difficult one, just because there's so much negativity around finances and money permeating everywhere that it's one that's really hard to get to let go of the fear around.
Well, it is, and it's on a collective level. It's been very much ingrained to us, you know, with all the scarcities and the limitations and the perceptions around money. So they've done a good job of keeping us in that fearful place. So we have to be very mindful of our relationship to money and our thoughts around money and what we tell ourselves about money, you know.
Yeah.
And we have to be very clear, and we have to monitor ourselves constantly, because we all go off the rails. But when you understand that, you recognize that's the key.
Right. I think we lost, but when you recognize that you're going off. Like when you, it's like becoming much more conscious of what's happening.
Exactly. You have to. That's self-awareness.
Yeah. All right, we need to go to our next break, unfortunately. Okay. So let's go to our next break. So if you have any questions, things that you're going through, you would like some guidance, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what's happening. It's we can make up stories, but we'd rather you be, you know, clear about what is going on within your life so that we can give you the best guidance possible. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Dean Noblett. He can be found on heartlight.ca. And you can find out more information if you go there. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Dean Noblett. He is, I would say, a coach more than anything. And
I say a transition specialist.
A transition specialist.
Yeah.
Love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Who kind of works with mastering the matrix. One of the things that we look at, I mean, we were looking at the fear of money, and I know that that's a huge one for a lot of people. The lines are open. If you have questions, definitely give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. But again, just be really, really clear about what it is that you're kind of going through. But we also started talking during the break about our stories, because that's really what people get caught up in.
Yeah, the stories, I mean, the stories are real for people, and they are what we experience.
Mm-hmm.
What we try and do, or what I try and do, and I'm sure you and others who get this, it's helping people understand that you are not your stories. Your stories are what play out for you for your opportunity of learning and growing, but you're not your stories. You're beyond your stories. Your stories are from the past, and they're playing out now, and you'll have future stories, but you're much bigger than your stories. And what I often say to people is I try and explain it this way, that we, you know, we are energy. We know that. We are source energy. We're life force energy. So we are part of the whole, the God source of life force, however you term that. We are part of that, just like a wave is part of the ocean. And so that life force is pure potentiality that is a blank canvas, if you like. And as it flows through us, we imprint it with all the data of our beliefs and our perceptions and our stories and our level of self-esteem gets imprinted on that life force from us, and then it plays out on the screen of life in our stories, just like the movie. So the movie of our life is playing out in alignment with what information we imprint and what data we imprint on that life force. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, because what happens is that we get caught up because we think it's personal. Like, we see it as our experience, so we believe it's something that's happening to us. And that's the piece of, you
that's
know,
right.
The detachment that most ancient wisdom techniques teach about, although I think sometimes it gets misinterpreted as to what detachment means.
Exactly. Yeah, detachment is a bit misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can understand that we are that life force, and it's like a computer program, it's whatever you put into it comes out from your computer. So they say garbage in, garbage out. So it's the same with the life force. Whatever we are the life force. So whatever we information we imprint on that pure potentiality, it doesn't discern what's right or wrong, good or bad, or it doesn't discern that. It just lovingly gives that to us, which we unwillingly or knowingly ask for. And so then it becomes our stories, and then we get caught in our stories thinking this happened to me and he did that to me, and blame and judgment, and of course it becomes a jumbled mess, and you get caught in that matrix and you don't even know you're in it.
Right.
And so you've got to learn to detach from your story to discern or to decode what your story is telling you about yourself. Knowing that you can change your story at any time by changing the data you imprint on the life force, or that you integrate with that energy, because we are that life force. We are that. We are incredibly powerful, amazing, loving beings, each one of us. And we kind of detach from that and we forget about that. So that's when we get lost.
Yeah, and it, you know, we understand how people get lost. It's happened to the best of us.
Yeah.
I would say it's happened to every single person, yes. And that's why we're here to assist you. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We'd like to look at some of the things that people are going through so that we can help you, you know, maybe see the story that you've created so that you can get out of that story, so you can start creating a new story. And I mean, I've been hearing that for many years, and it really didn't make sense to me until I you know, saw it from a deeper place, saw it from a place, you know, more as the voyeur, not the participant.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for me, you know, when I was in my early days and I was lost and confused and caught in my story and didn't know what was really going on, I was just at the mercy of what other people and what was going on around me because I didn't have self-esteem. I was seeking attention. I was doing all these things. So I was lost. I was lost in that until the point where I said, okay, there's got to be something more. And then things changed. And the big thing out of that for me, from the next few years in my transition, and it was kind of like my cocooning stage, as I see my 3 years or 4 years in Sydney, where I was, nothing was working for me. I was basically held up in my apartment for 3 years, and doing the work for me to then to be able to break out of the cocoon and fly like a butterfly. And fly into my new life. I mean, I still have things to work on. Absolutely. It doesn't stop. But I have more awareness around it. But the big thing for me that I learned is that I knew I had to discover and develop the relationship with that part of my higher part of myself, my higher self. Understand that I wasn't my stories. I'm not my personality. I'm not my ego. There is a greater part of me, a soul, you know, a soul essence, and I needed to develop my relationship with that part of myself. And as I did that, that the guidance came to me on what was next. It actually, through the intuitive information that came from that place, that guided me to really connect with Rebecca on the other side of the planet. That I could not have orchestrated that if I tried. So it is, okay, we detach from our stories, but we need to develop that relationship with our soul essence or our higher self. That's the key.
Yeah, it's an important piece. And ironically, you know, I can get there very easily. And yet, and when I'm there, you feel like, you know, there'd be no reason that you would want to pull out of it except life happens.
Yes.
And that pulls us out.
Well, the distractions are always there. I mean, our ego personality is the master of distractions. So it will do what it can to say, you don't need to meditate today, or you don't need to exercise today. You don't need to do that today. Go and do something else. But when you discipline and you develop that muscle of practicing what you need to practice and make that connection on a daily basis and meditate and communicate and create the space for that part of you, that light within you, to come forward within you, the information comes, the creativity and the ideas flow, and it becomes quite an extraordinary ride. I mean, we are our own psychics. We can get that information if we tune into that part of ourself for that guidance, and it's truly magical. As I say, in my own life, I could never have imagined what ended up happening for me.
Mm-hmm. We will discuss that at some point when we bring in relationships, and because it is a beautiful story. But it is always fascinating when, you know, things happen like that. The synchronicities, learning to follow your synchronicities, learning to see, you know, your energy and the matrix, and whether the matrix is working for you or against you. I mean, it's always a great gift to see your own life and how it's unfolding, instead of trying to control and manipulate, which maybe we'll go into next, because that's kind of where we get caught up. Let's go to our last break. If you do have a question This would be the time to call in, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul today. I have Dean Noblett. You can find out more about Dean if you go to his website, heartlight.ca. And you're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Dean Noblett. We've been talking about, I guess, mastering the matrix. We've kind of gone through our stories. One of the things I love about Dean is that we are definitely on the same, we have the same exact thoughts about all of this. So this is going to be a nice compliment to the show. If you want more information about Dean, you can go to his website, heartlight.ca. I guess right before the break, I sort of said we'd come back and talk about how we like to control and manipulate things because we're constantly thinking about what we want and not necessarily about how we can serve others.
Yeah, that's a big one. We were talking about that during the break. And what I find is that if people trying to control how they want it to play out, and this is the perfect way, and I'm going to get my soulmate, and I'm going to do this, and life is going to be like this, and it doesn't really work that way. but there's reasons for that. And often I'll say to clients, if they're if they're in a certain place and they're struggling and they want to make change and they have this grand vision and saying, well, I want my life to be this and I'd love to be doing that and my life to be this and my relationship, and they've got it all mapped out and they think that's how they want it to be. Well, often I'll say, that's great. So you realize that to go into a vision or a reality of that nature, your current reality will basically need to deconstruct. In other words, it doesn't always have to be painful, but you're moving from one reality into another. It's a process. And we really can't control how that all unfolds, because it's in the unfoldment of it that the greatest lessons and the greatest gifts of understanding who we are and our role in creating our reality, understanding that at a greater level is where the greatest gift comes from. So if we think we've got it under control and it's all going to work out the way we think, then we've got a rude awakening, because it doesn't happen that way. Never. I can probably confidently say never. We've heard the story, the quote many times, it's about the journey, not the destination.
That's big piece for a lot of people. I mean, it's like everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, I just need to become enlightened and then everything, it's an ever-growing journey.
Exactly. And that's the deliciousness of it. I mean, that's what I've appreciated in my own journey, and it continues. Yes, here I am in this fairy tale almost of living in Canada and in Ontario here and meeting new people and embracing a whole new country, and it's beautiful. And
thank you. We appreciate that too.
Well, it is. Everyone says to me, why am I living here and not in Australia? And I say, hey, you know, Canada's a beautiful country. It's got its own magic and own beautiful spots, just like Australia has. So it's what you make of it. But it's now the journey continues. Here's a destination of my goal and my creation and my blueprint, but it doesn't stop. It's like, okay, what's next? So the unfoldment of that is where the magic is and where the greatest lessons can be found, not by thinking it's going to be exactly this way, because it never unfolds exactly how you think, because that takes away all the power and all the opportunity in the journey.
And you know, it really is, if you can let go, that what the universe can offer can be much better than anything we've ever imagined.
Oh, huge, huge. I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would leave Australia to live. It was never even entered my mind. And it was never a conscious decision. I just came here to stay with Rebecca and ended up not going home, because it was so right. It was so right, and everything unfolded for me here, that it was effortless in the universe, that I knew I was supposed to stay here.
Yeah.
So if I'd known beforehand that was what was going to happen, I probably would have freaked out and run a mile. So it was better that I didn't know.
And manipulate it in some way. Try to make it happen, which is what we often do, is that we're trying to make things happen instead of just letting them unfold.
That's right. And because the higher self, the greater part of us, knows what we're here for. It knows our purpose. It knows our mission. It knows our lessons. And so when you surrender to that part of yourself and take in that guidance and allow it to unfold, knowing that all is perfect, even when it's tough, then life becomes a much more enjoyable or easier ride, because you're just going, you know, we talk about going with the flow, getting in the zone. When you resist and try and control and manipulate, it just creates more pain and more struggle.
Yeah. All right. So let's leave it on a really bright note. What can people do to see the possibilities or to see the magic? What's one of the things that you help people with?
Well, as we talked about earlier, Heart Light is about living from the heart. You're about heart space. And we are moving into an age of moving into the heart space, into our heart energy. And that's the phase we're in now, where people can find a way, get support around them, find people that can help them to understand what it is to get from the head into the heart. The head is the place that will always try and rationalize and question and create confusion. The heart is where the truth is. So when you get into the heart and learn to really understand that truth within us of that essence of who we are, and allow that to kind of take the reins on the journey and enjoy the ride, it will be such a much easier path to go down. So it is the heart energy now that we really need to understand what that is. And we've talked about it, but it's now really embracing it and integrating into the heart to understand what that is and what's that part of ourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. I think the more we can, I took a course this summer, and it was on the three different brains, which was the heart, the head, and the gut. And, you know, the heart is the emperor. It's the empress. It's the leader. It will always be, you know, it's the one that helps us feel and, you know, really embrace who we are. And the head has obviously a wonderfully big role within our lives. We just have made it the
that's right
role. And it's like the only thing that we, you know, that we've
that's
been
right.
following.
We're learning to align the head to follow the heart rather than disconnecting the heart and just following the head. So we're learning to reverse what we've been used to doing. And you know, it takes work, it takes practice, but when you get into that heart space, and often it won't make sense. The guidance that I got didn't make sense in the time, but I just knew in my heart it was the right thing to do, and it opened up a whole new life for me.
Right. Well, I'm very excited that you've joined our team. I think that we are going to be, you know, having a lot of fun discussing different topics that we both seem to find near and dear to our hearts. So I'm looking forward to having you back.
Thank you.
You will be back.
I will be back. I've enjoyed it and look forward to speaking to more people and helping them understand we all need help.
Yes, you will be back on November 13th. So if you've enjoyed this show, let us know. Connect with us on either of our websites, intuitivesoul.com or heartlight.ca. I've really enjoyed it, so I look forward to having you back in November. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Dean Noblett. Check him out. And you're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.